growing the church by connecting people to God and each other. Growing the church by connecting people to God and each other. That is my ministry vision statement for 2010. Did you catch it? I want you to say it with me. Say it with me. Growing the church by connecting people to God and each other. One more time. Growing the church by connecting people to God and each other. What does that really mean? Allow me just a few moments to explain and demonstrate what that statement means to me in my heart. Growing the church. Nice. Sounds nice, doesn't it? It's what we're supposed to talk about. It's what we're supposed to be doing around here. What does it really mean? If you brought a Bible with you, you turned with me, like always, please, to Matthew chapter 16, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, and find verse 13 with me. Matthew 16, 13, and Jesus called his disciples to him and said, verse 13, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, Stan, you know where that is? I saw a map in your room this morning. Did you have that? It's way up north, isn't it? Jesus was meeting with his men. He was way up north, and it was just about to head down toward all the rest of Palestine down there, and he was explaining to his men what was going to happen. And when he met there in the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered for them, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. Upon this truth, I will build my church, and nothing will destroy it. Notice first to whom the church belongs, my friends. Jesus. I will build my church. It is not pressing the issue out of bounds to emphasize that the church is not the work of some pastor or priest or staff or body of elders or volunteers or some governing hierarchy. It is Jesus. Let's remember that, who builds and grows his church. He's in charge of this place. The church is solely his. He doesn't have to clear his decisions with Rome or Washington or Glenwood. The church is not owned by some denomination or group of clergy or some official organization out there. To use today's terms, Jesus is the boss of his church. Our final authority, this place and his church is his. I will build my church. Notice also, I will build my church. That's growth. I will build my church. Webster says that to build means this, to form by uniting materials by gradual means into a composite whole to construct. That's not like Webster. We would put it this way, to grow by a definite process. There's a plan. We're growing with a plan. That is going on right now in Christ's body across the world and has been since the moment Jesus said this. Peter, I will build my church. And nothing will stand against it. And he's been doing that ever since he shared those words. It's also going on right here. Right now in the family we call Mountain View. That process will never end until Jesus comes to take his whole church with him. He's the groom, and he will come for his bride. Sounds a little crazy, I guess, but the bride is getting bigger every year. waiting for the groom to come. And until that time, he remains in the building, growing process. And I'm excited as I see a bit of that growth occurring right here at this church. It is. And we need to be thinking, as leaders and friends in the family here, what's working and what's not working in our growth. We have some who are very, very good at inviting others to come with them to church. We have a few who really, really do that well. Thank you. Many of the rest of us need to get on board with that. We need to be sharing what God is doing at this place and inviting others and growing in that way. More of us need to do that. I am always pleased to hear in the community, and I know I'm very biased with all the years here, and I also probably only hear certain things, but I sense as I visit in the community through the week a good reputation that Mountain View has as a friendly place. I hear that. Oh, it seems like there's lots of cars out there every Sunday. I hear that. Seems like a lot of people out there. Well, thank you. But when we've come, we've sensed that it's a friendly spot. I'm glad for that. I'm glad for that. But you know what? We got to work on that better. We got to do that more and more. We got to be willing to reach out to one another more and more and get to know each other and grow this place in the way that God wants it to grow. We're growing by numbers these days. I'm thankful for that. And I pray we're growing in character. Let's take a minute for a Greek lesson. Are you ready for this? How many of you had Greek? I did. Very good. I did long time ago. The word church is translated from the Greek ekklesia, which comes from two words. The first is ek, a prefix, meaning out from among. The other is klesia, to call. Combining those two, of course, ekklesia means to call out from among, to render Jesus' prediction literally when he said, I will build my church, I will build my called out ones from all over the world to be a family and to be together in local places all over the world. What a wonderful thought. And since Jesus said it, our Lord has been reaching down into the ranks of all humanity, selecting, choosing, calling, and drawing people to himself like you and me. These people are men and women and boys and girls and teens and us older folks. All different sizes, all different personalities, all different nations and tribes. And he places them in where? He places them, each one of them, in his family, his body. He is always building and growing his church. And we must participate in that with him. Why should we be so concerned again in 2010 to grow numerically as well as spiritually? Because Jesus told us to. Go into all the world, he said to you, if you're one of his kids. Go into all the world and make disciples. Talk about me everywhere you go. Visit with people. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the things I've commanded, and I promise I'll be with you right to the very end. And he commands us to join him in that bodybuilding process. We're going to grow this church this year. We are. Say it with me again. Growing the church by connecting people with God and each other. That's what we're going to do. We're going to grow this church. But how are we going to do that? Number one, by connecting people with God. I believe we do that best by worship and study of His Word. Nothing new. I want to be sure in my heart, and I want our leaders to be sure they join me in this, that we are clearly identifying before our folks how one forms a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we can forget that with everything else going on all the time. You know what? That's where it all begins. By you, as I did, asking Jesus to come in my heart and be my Savior. And begin growing the body one by one by our faith in Him and our trust in Him. I want us to make that happen this year. I want to see and hear from all the ministries you saw and heard from this morning and others that we are growing, not just in numbers coming from other places, but we're growing with new believers. Kids and adults alike have asked Jesus to come in their heart. I want to see that. That's growth, the way God wants us to grow, by forming a relationship with Him. For by grace you are saved by faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest you would boast. That's how you get connected with God, isn't it? We got to say it and share it and live it, offer it and make it happen so that the family of God truly grows, not just moves around. Now, once we know Him, we need to honor Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is pleased when you and I walk by faith together as leaders and as people. God is glorified when we worship like this in truth. When I come across something that I can't handle or explain, my God is pleased when I trust Him to get me through it. And when I gather in an assembly like this, which to me is just like the best moment of the week, I look so forward to seeing all of you coming in the mornings and see if I can remember most of your names. And oh, it's just a wonderful feeling to see the brothers and sisters come and gather together. And when we are connecting in that way, in worship, we are focused and we are pleasing God because He wants us to come together, Hebrews 10. Don't forsake gathering together, as is the habit, he says, of some. But all the more, keep coming together. Keep meeting new people, enjoying one another, worshiping me, the Father says, all the more as you see the day of Jesus' return, getting nearer. He's glorified in that. And so as we consider what the new year will bring as we meet corporately for worship or all by ourselves in worship, I'm asking us to be open to new sounds and new leaders and new ideas and discover a new freshness in our connection with God this year. How is your connection with God going? Don't answer. Think about it. Go home and pray about it. How is your connection with God? How does it feel these days? Are you becoming closer with Him? I want to, and I want you to. I want us to grow the church by connecting people with God, like you and me, and our relationship with Him is richer than it was before. And we're in His Word, and we're worshiping with others, and we're truly connecting with God. So I say, let's sing more. I say, let's pray more. Let's give more. Let's praise more. We're going to grow this church by connecting people to God and each other. Now, you've heard me talking about all fall, in fact, four Sundays in a row, our new connection groups. I believe it is absolutely essential that God wants us to become not a church of small group ministry, which we've always been. I've been in a couple for a long, long time. I want us to be a church, not with small groups, but a church of small groups. We're calling them connect groups, where you get acquainted because you're in a smaller fellowship where you grow. I firmly believe God has not called us to any sort of isolation. We really are to be lone rangers out there. God never intended that we would do this thing called church in His heart and mind alone. We're to do it with others. We're to gather with others. We're to be with others. We're to get together all week long in smaller groups all over. I was trying to think of a way that I could, with a little freshness, say it again this morning, since I've been bringing this up all the time, and some kind of a way that I could make it really clear. So I did. I want you connected here. I do. I want you to be connected with each other. I hope you are. I hope you're open to that. You're thinking it through. You're praying about it. We're doing our part. We're trying real hard now to get those connections made all over this valley. We found out right away it isn't easy. to mix and put the right people and personalities and places and figure out a night that works. Many of you know that Kathy and I just moved to Newcastle a few days ago. We did. And we discovered there are 19 families in Newcastle for us to get connected with. That's a big group. So we're going to divide that up into at least three different groups in Newcastle alone so that we can get connected. And we're going to host one of those things. We're going to get people to come meet us and have a good time and study and fellowship and all the rest. It's just beautiful. I believe that we're going to grow this church this year by connecting people with God. Let's not ever forget that. And each other. And each other. How are we doing? What are we doing that works and doesn't work? I'm committed to this goal. I've asked my staff to be committed to this goal, whether y'all like it or not. And we're focused and talking and meeting every week about connections in the church. Let's make them happen. Let's make it richer. It's tough. It's really hard. I don't think I realized how hard that was going to be to try to figure out all the different dimensions of what those groups look like and where they meet. But we can do it. We can do it this year. We can get connected together. What does it take? Maybe a priority. Maybe you got to make that a priority in your life. Maybe a patience with us is what it takes. We're going to put it together. It's taking time to figure out the training and the coaching and how we're going to do this with the leaders so that we know what's happening up and down the valley with all these groups. But we're going to do it. I want to close with a couple of challenges in my heart and mind this morning. One is, there has been a characteristic, and I don't think it's unique here at all, in the Mountain View family, that in the connections that we have made for years and years and years, a lot of them are with people we already know and already like, because they're like me, and they feel better. I think it's a challenge for us to reach out to some other people. And people I don't yet know and don't know that I love them because they're going to be family and they are family and I want to know them better. We've often, and I don't think this is new either, in the family called Mountain View, had a disconnection between generations. You know? That's hard. Just the way we're made. But Corey, I don't want to put you on the spot, but this is a young man that is becoming my friend. His name is Corey, and he's young. Okay? Me, I'm old. Can we make a connection? Thank you. We can. We can make a connection. It doesn't have to be because of generations and ages and style. I really want to see us this year become connected with one another as couples, as families, as individuals, men and women, youth and children, crossing the lines of generations, and finally, reaching out to new families. Have you noticed a dozen new families in our family? New people that are coming? Many of them are here this morning. You didn't even know who they are, but they're here. And you know what's on their hearts? Maybe more than anything else, I don't want to just sit there and worship and sing and look. I want to feel connected. I want to connect with somebody. When we were doing this, Jeff, we found out, because I received a number of connect cards, didn't we, that said, I need this. I've been scared about this. I don't know how to do it. Call me. Help me. I need to get connected. People that are new want to feel connected in the family. And it doesn't happen on Sunday morning alone at all. We're going to grow this church by continuing to connect people with God. Worship and study and prayer and music. And connecting with each other. I really trust a year from now we'll be able to report dozens of active, successful, small group connections that happened. Help me do it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are always about the business of building and growing your church. When you said that, when your son Jesus said that, why, no one knew what that was going to mean. I will build my church and nothing will stand against it. And that's been the success story of success stories. It's still growing. It's still building. And it's still happening in this valley. And we've got 20 other families of God meeting up and down here that we know and love. And we're trying to build your work, your kingdom in this valley. And touch the lives of people all over the world through it. Grow us this year so that we are able to do that better. And reach out further. And connect better with each other. You lead us. You guide us. This is your church. Build it your way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike, where are you? Mike Waddell. Would you come here, Mike? I'm going to ask us, Mike, you're our moderator here this morning, who called us to order. You did that so well. You did that so well. We're doing everything this morning differently, and we're about to wrap this up. But Mike, I'm going to ask these people, I'm going to give them a challenge this morning. Rather than writing on some kind of a piece of paper, yay, 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 hopefully yay, they have heard just a little bit about the ministry plan of the new year, the vision, growing this church by connecting people to God and each other, how we're going to do that with missions, and the finances, and the youth, and the Sunday school, and you name it. They have before them a budget, Mike, that is in categories of ministry and people. And they have heard, they see in the bulletin the list of leaders to pray for who are going to lead our efforts, our adventure. I want to see us vote by having members. And this morning we have a lot of folks who I know aren't members. I know that. What's the matter? No, let's become members together. But you know, some are visiting and some haven't yet joined in our fellowship. And so officially, Mike, I'd like to call for members here who are willing to say, let's go together as a team and reach this vision and meet this budget and work with these leaders and make it happen this year, and to vote for that by standing with me right now. If you're a member and you are ready to say, I'm going with you, Dave, stand. Would you stand? Would you stand?